first thing, I know that one thing that my parents always emphasize is for us to just live what we sing about, you know, and to love people. They stress that just because you have a gift or something, it doesn't make you better than anybody else. Everybody's gifted to do something, you know, and the thing is to live what you sing about and to understand how important it is to treat everybody right and to love people. So that's definitely one. But, you know, even with somebody like Andre Crouch, you know, he taught me that, you know, that God deserves the best, you know, even in our music, what you do for the Lord shouldn't be any less than anybody else, you know. A lot of times we show up as gospel, then it has to be something less of value or excellent. And so those different lessons were really great. Tremaine Hawkins was to me the ultimate of a lady growing up. And so, you know, I talked to her on several occasions and, you know, just teaching you how to minister but yet be feminine, you know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of great life lessons along the way with different people. My grandmother's was live holy. That's it.
No way around that, huh?
Live holy. And thank God for it, because that those words alone have definitely shaped my life, where I understand the importance of living a life that's pleasing to the Father. That's really my ultimate desire and my priority, because when you, like the Bible tells you, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added, I find that to be true.